Jelly Roll hits the Hamptons. Before we get to that, however, that fish out of water story.
Yeah, no kidding.
We are John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, and we are live at San Diego County Credit Union broadcasting this morning, getting you your passes to the Lainey Wilson listening party that we are having Friday at Beach House, Belmont Park.
This is going to be great. Not only are we going to play all of Lainey's brand new album, which is released that day, we'll be giving away prizes in between the songs, and then guess what? Lainey's going to show up in spectacular fashion, by the way. She's going to chat with us, maybe play a few songs. It is a party just for you, for being fans. And if you show up today, you're going to get passes.
This is a free show. The only way you can get in, though, is to get these passes. So please take some time before you get to work this morning. We are at the SDCCU in Mission Valley off Fenton Avenue.
And it's right by Costco.
It's in the Costco a lot.
Yeah.
And also, we want to remind you, it's an all-ages show. And we know school just started, but this would be a great thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Pull your kids out of school for one day.
Yeah.
Have some fun with Lainey Wilson. They'll remember it their entire life. And again, free show. How often do you hear that anymore? Hey, what time is IKEA open? Let's get some meatballs, man.
Go to Costco, hit the liquor department.
Let's just take care of everything right now. Oh, and we have to work.
Oh, there's that.
So Jelly Roll, I mean, I think it's safe to say now his life has fully come full circle. He just performed in the Hamptons, a small private show in the Hamptons.
Okay.
And the crowd was pretty cool, man. It was the A-list of stars. It was Jimmy Fallon, John Hamm, Bradley Cooper, Jelly Roll.
Oh.
Jelly Roll on stage. Thank you.
I mean, you could put Jelly Roll with one of them individually somewhere and it wouldn't be weird, but with all together, right. It's a little strange.
Jelly Roll gets on stage and says, I'm going to try my best Jelly Roll imitation, all right? I never would have thought my fat, white trash would be in the Hamptons. This is an incredible scene. And like people in the crowd were like, I never thought his white trash would be in the Hamptons.
Yeah,
this is an incredible scene.
It's an incredible scene.
This is an incredible scene.
And then they golf clap. Is that what they do?
And they go, oh, Jelly Roll. That's crazy, man. Seriously, this guy's life. And we talk about Jelly Roll so much and how we admire what he's done. And I just, every time I see him, I'm just even more impressed. It's crazy.
John and Tammy at SDCCU in Mission Valley. We're in the same parking lot as Costco and IKEA. Come by and get your free Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. We'll be here until 9. And in 1 hour, your chance to win cold hard cash with John and Tammy's high-low jackpot on KSON.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I don't know why I feel more bad for him than her, but I just feel bad for Ben Affleck today. I don't know. I just feel so bad. J-Lo filed for divorce yesterday
on their anniversary.
Heart of gold. Heart of gold.
Oh.
You can't wait till the next freaking day.
Oh.
Something, we don't know what's going on over there.
Right. We don't.
We don't. So it's none of our business.
I know, but it's so sad because we were like, I know, John, you really don't care about celebrity marriages, but producer Jessica and I, we were really hoping that this whole love story thing really stayed because of them being together before.
It was very charming.
Just blew them up and they couldn't take it, and I totally understand it. 20 years later, they come back. They're like, oh, finally, I get the person I love and
right.
I get to be with them. And then she made the movie about this, and then she made another documentary that really got kind of intrusive into their life. I don't know how Ben was about that, and I think maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Plus, they were just so damn beautiful to look at.
Pretty to last.
I mean, it's like, are you guys even real? Well, it's real. Here's why I feel bad. Anyone that's gone through a divorce knows. You think that everyone's talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
You think that everyone's judging you.
Well, in this case, everybody is.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Imagine if it, because my point was, is that they're not. They got their own lives. Except
for regular people,
except in this case, everybody was talking about them.
Yeah.
Everybody was judging. And it's just, I don't know. This was inevitable. We all knew it was happening. I mean, she hasn't been with him for months.
Yeah.
But it was official yesterday. And I just feel bad for him. I mean, he'll be just fine. He doesn't need my sympathy.
I know.
But I just, you know, watching him pull in last month to his house and having the paparazzi be, you know, all there, and he's just like saying, hey man, my daughter's gonna be driving here, your you're on just all these things a dad should be concerned about.
Sure.
It just happens he's also, you know, he's also Ben Affleck. Right. So, I don't know.
I know. I'm in the same boat. I feel bad. And it's a hard one. You just feel bad. You're like, come on, guys, let's go have drinks. Let's sit down and let's chat and let's figure out what really the problem is.
So wait a second. Are you seriously saying now that you're their marriage counselor?
I would love to be their marriage counselor.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
No, you have no capacity for foolishness. You don't.
You'd well, be like, that's why they
you,
need
you'd
me.
You'd be like, both you, get out. Get out.
No.
There's
I wouldn't give up.
Here.
I wouldn't give up. I would tell them like it is, though. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
The good news, ladies, is that Ben's free.
So is J-Lo.
And he, I don't know if you want that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just...
He comes with a lot, too,
maybe
by
I'm
the
bringing
way.
Up my own life's
yeah.
scars.
Yes.
That I just sympathize more for him.
All right, real quickly, we're at SDCCU on Fenton Parkway in Mission Valley. It's the same parking lot as IKEA and Costco. Why are we here? We're here until 9, giving you free tickets for Lainey Wilson's album release listening party. It's going to be a party. We'll listen to all the tracks in between songs. We'll be giving away prizes. It is absolutely free. It is an all-ages show.
Oh, by the way, Lainey's going to be there.
And then, yes, Lainey will show up, too, so it's going
to
be great.
And, oh, by the way, this isn't come here for a chance to win. You get here, you're mm-hmm. going to get your listening party passes. The only thing you have to worry about is pretending you're sick on Friday so you can blow off work.
Yeah, exactly, because it is free at Beach House at Belmont Park, but you do need these passes to attend. It gets underway about 11:45, and we'd love to see you there.
833-287-1037. Right now, we'd like to get you on and get you to Wild Horses to see Post December 30th at Petco Park. It's an amazing lineup of the Wild Horses Festival this year. You'll be there, and all you got to do is take on Tam and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. If you're better than Tam, you'll also get $100 for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSOM. Tammy almost lost a hand yesterday. That's coming up in just seconds, but I want to remind you that we are hit at SDCCU in Mission Valley, the Costco parking lot, right off Friars on Fenton Parkway, the SDCCU, and we are giving you Lainey Wilson listening party tickets. There's no sign-up to win. You will get them if you show up, okay? This is a free all-ages show Friday at Belmont Park Beach House. We're going to listen to Lainey's record. Lainey's going to show up in spectacular fashion and perform for us, and you can be there. Just come here. We're here till 9 o'clock this morning, Mission Valley, at the this is Costco parking lot, IKEA, Costco yeah. area, right outside SDCCU. You can't miss us. Tammy will be laughing the entire time.
Okay, so John,
why did you almost lose a hand yesterday?
Maybe even more. I got to tell you, I never thought I would laugh so hard at my husband not only growling in this deep, jarring voice, but swearing in the middle of it would make me laugh. But this is what happened. So we have this awesome little Mexican restaurant up in Crest, La Cresta Mexican restaurant. And their burritos, I think, are about 2 pounds. I mean, they're just amazing. And I don't know how they make their tortillas, but I've never had one like it. They're just delicious. Anyway, so the other day, my husband was kind of bogged down with a bunch of stuff. And I said, would you want me just to order burritos? And he's like, yes, that would be great. So I bring them home. I hand him his. I have mine. They're so huge. I know I'm going to only eat half of mine because it's just too much. So I get half mine done and I wrap it up and I put it away and I come back and he's got about maybe a fourth left of his. And he's like, oh, I can't believe I ate that much, but I think I'm going to finish it. I'm like, really? And he's like, oh, I don't know, my stomach. So I reach to say, I'm going to taste yours because it was different than mine. So I reach over to grab it and this is what he says. And Jess, you're going to have to beat me here. You ready? Here we go.
Get your hand off that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And then he looked at me like, I can't believe I just said that.
He wasn't joking?
No, but he couldn't believe that came out of him. Like, it was like...
He was so hungry and so enjoying his burrito
yes.
that horrible thing just involuntarily came yes. out of his mouth. He didn't even realize he said it. My God.
I know. Now, awesome.
I get when you're dieting and you only have to eat specific foods and
yes.
someone comes like let's say you get like 10 blueberries
yes.
and someone, oh, look at blueberry. Mm. And then I get like, get your
yes.
hands off my
Here's
blueberries.
Here's the thing. He had only had a fruit smoothie early in the morning.
Sure.
And this was 5 o'clock at night.
Okay.
So no food all day
sure.
long.
So he was deprived.
Very deprived.
so much so that so he became much, some unrecognizable monster.
He sounded like the classic Saturday Night Live skit with Chris Farley when they were playing the girls at the mall.
Sydney, can you leave some for us? I thought you were trying to lose weight.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Classic. I can...
He was so shocked, John. You should have seen his face. He was like, I can't believe that just came out.
And then
me.
He went back to eating the burrito that was as heavy as a car.
Yeah.
Someone's going to Post Malone. It's part of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and that's coming up next with John and Tammy. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Carter. Carter's in Poway. Good morning, Carter.
Hey, what's going on, John? How you doing?
I'm doing really well, man. By the way, we're live at SDCCU in Mission Valley giving out Lainey Wilson listening tickets. So kick Tammy to the parking lot, please.
Hey, Tammy, you mind taking a stroll, please?
You bet. No worries.
Hey, go see when IKEA opens so we can get some meatballs. Was that on the air? hey, Carter, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door, gate store, Main Street, and Lakeside. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good to me, John. Let's do it.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She's the third child of what two actors?
You got to be Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Taylor Swift met at one of her London shows with two of the girls who were involved in the stabbing at that Taylor Swift-themed yoga class in July. Is Taylor older or younger than 30?
Let's go older.
Matthew Perry's assistant found him unconscious at least twice in the weeks before his death. Who was Matthew Perry's character Chandler married to on Friends?
Oh my gosh. Pass.
Michael Keaton doesn't care that Batgirl was canceled because he got, quote, a big, fun, nice check. In how many films did Keaton appear as Batman?
Six.
And finally, Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World has breast cancer, but she says it was caught super early and she's going to be fine. What legendary sitcom character did she play on Boy Meets World?
I'm blanking. I'm going to have to pass on that one, too.
All right, bro. Let's get Tam back in.
Tammy!
I swear to God, she literally goes halfway across the parking lot. Am I that loud?
Well, I believe it.
Carter, what you got going on today, pal?
I'm actually just now getting into La Jolla. I work for a landscape company here in San Diego, so going to check out some sites today.
This is the time of day to get into La Jolla, where the traffic is minimal. I love La Jolla so much, but I loathe getting there, and I loathe leaving there. It's just, once I'm there, it's fine, but man. Carter did 2 out of 5 today, too.
Okay.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She is the third child of what two actors?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
What's going on over there, Tammy?
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Let's go to Carter. Carter's in Poway. Good morning, Carter.
Hey, what's going on, John? How you doing?
I'm doing really well, man. By the way, we're live at SDCCU in Mission Valley giving out Lainey Wilson listening tickets. So kick Tammy to the parking lot, please.
Hey, Tammy, you mind taking a stroll, please?
You bet. No worries.
Hey, go see when IKEA opens so we can get some meatballs. Was that on the air? hey, Carter, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door, gate store, Main Street, and Lakeside. Also want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good to me, John. Let's do it.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She's the third child of what two actors?
You got to be Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt.
Taylor Swift met at one of her London shows with two of the girls who were involved in the stabbing at that Taylor Swift-themed yoga class in July. Is Taylor older or younger than 30?
Let's go older.
Matthew Perry's assistant found him unconscious at least twice in the weeks before his death. Who was Matthew Perry's character Chandler married to on Friends?
Oh, my gosh. Pass.
Michael Keaton doesn't care that Batgirl was canceled because he got, quote, a big, fun, nice check. In how many films did Keaton appear as Batman?
Six.
And finally, Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World has breast cancer, but she says it was caught super early and she's going to be fine. What legendary sitcom character did she play on Boy Meets World?
I'm blanking. I'm going to have to pass on that one, too.
All right, bro. Let's get Tam back in.
Tammy!
I swear to God, she literally goes halfway across the parking lot. Am I that loud?
Oh, I believe it.
Carter, what you got going on today, pal?
I'm actually just now getting into La Jolla. I work for a landscape company here in San Diego, so going to check out some sites today.
This is the time of day to get into La Jolla, where the traffic is minimal. I love La Jolla so much, but I loathe getting there, and I loathe leaving there. It's just, once I'm there, it's fine, but man. Carter did 2 out of 5 today, too.
Okay.
Shiloh Jolie Pitt has officially changed her name to Shiloh Jolie. She is the third child of what two actors?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
What's going on over there, Tammy? What's going on with Brad Pitt and his daughter?
I don't know. The whole, yeah, it's just sad.
It's 1-1. Carter knew that. Taylor Swift met at one of her London shows with two of the girls who were involved in the stabbing of at that Taylor Swift themed yoga class in July.
It's horrible.
Is Taylor older or younger than 30?
She's older than 30.
Ripe old age of 34 now, Taylor Swift is. That's right. So, like, when I hear her new records and she drops an F-bomb,
yeah.
I'm like, ooh. Oh, yeah. And my daughter's like, she's 34, Dad.
Yeah.
Back off. Don't get in the way of Swifties, man. Do not get in the way of Swifties. It's 2-2. Matthew Perry's assistant found him unconscious at least twice in the weeks before his death. Why is this man dead? Is this a drag? Who was Matthew Perry's character, Chandler, married to on Friends?
Monica.
That's right.
All these sad stories. You got something upbeat coming up?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't realize how melancholy the college is. It's Tammy's melancholy of Hollywood knowledge. Michael Keaton doesn't care that Batgirl was canceled because he got, quote, a big, fun, nice check. In how many films has Keaton appeared as Batman?
Ooh, I'm just going to guess because I don't really remember. I'm going to say 3.
3's right.
Oh.
Oh, good for you, man. It is now 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Danielle Fishel from Boy Meets World has breast cancer, but it's been caught super early, and she's going to be just fine. What legendary sitcom character did she play on Boy Meets World?
Topanga.
Topanga is right. Carter could not remember the name. Wow, Carter, she's sharp today, bro. 5 out of 5 today. Wouldn't matter how you did. You're not going to get any of her money, but we've got a great prize for you, buddy.
Yes, you now have a pair of tickets to go see Post Malone. Alone, he is headlining the Wild Horses Festival.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.
Carter, you did it, pal. Enjoy your day. Don't work too hard. We'll see you in December. Before you leave, however, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Carter from Poway, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
You will be going to the Lainey Wilson listening party Friday at Belmont Park Beach House. All you have to do is stop at SDCCU in Mission Valley at the Costco parking lot off Friars right now. Tam and I will be here till 9 o'clock this morning, and you will get your Lainey listening passes.
Now, the show is free, but you need the passes to get in. This is awesome. It'll get underway about 11:45. We're going to play Lainey's album in its entirety. In between songs, we're going to be giving away great prizes. Then guess what? Lainey Wilson is coming in a very spectacular way. She'll come up on stage. We'll chat with her for a bit. She'll play a little bit. You guys are going to win prizes, hear her music as it comes out on Friday before she goes off to her show down at the amphitheater.
Right. It's crazy Friday with Lainey Wilson. And actually, Lainey Wilson's Whirlwind does come out on Friday, as Tammy mentioned, and we sat down on Zoom and talked to her about her latest effort.
I have two questions for you. First of all, how many songs didn't make the album? Because we know you always write way more than what you have in an album.
But I will tell you this too, Tammy. This record was different because what I've realized as my career has grown and changed, that I don't have time to write 200 songs to get my 12 or 14.
Interesting.
So this was like, I had to sit down and really pay attention to like, what is it that I want to say? What have I not said? What part of me do I want to share with people that I've never shared? And so it was a very focused, like, quality over quantity kind of situation. So, I mean, for this, it's still a lot of songs, but I probably wrote 40 or 50 to get my 14, but that's how I normally do it. That's not how I do it. But
right.
I enjoyed working that way. I'm like, I actually saved a lot of time.
Yeah. The second part fits in with this really well. When someone gets your album, I know, first of all, you're so grateful that someone is paying for your art, for your music, your heart and your soul. What is the biggest compliment someone can give you when they've heard your music and want to tell you about it?
That the songwriting on the record speaks to them and makes them feel like I'm kind of telling their story in a way. And I mean, that's how I felt, and that's how I feel as a fan and as a listener. When I feel like a song, when the songwriting kind of like digs through, it makes me feel like I wrote it. To me, that's when you think it's really, really special. And so I really appreciate when people that share that with me.
There's nothing better than hearing, in my opinion at least, hearing artists tell you the background of their songs. Mm-hmm. Wow, how the whole idea originated. I love that kind of stuff. And you're going to experience that with Lainey Wilson on Friday as part of her listening party. She's going to be there. Mm-hmm. She's going to play some songs. Tam and I are hosting this whole thing. We're going to play the entire record for you, and then Lainey shows up. I mean, what an experience this is going to be.
Exactly. And again, it's an all-ages show, so if you got kids who love Lainey Wilson, this will be a very cool thing for them to experience. Come on out. Get yourself signed up for that.
We are at the SDCC location in Mission Valley, right in the Costco parking lot. You literally can't miss us. Take a couple seconds. That's all it's going to take. And again, there's no, you have a chance to win. You are going to get tickets to our listening party.
But right now, it is time for you to win some cash.
Tam and I have always talked on this show that we love watching people's dreams come true and being a witness to that. It's fun. It's heartwarming. It's inspiring. And Tucker Wetmore is the latest example of that. Tucker, by the way, is playing our KSON Country Christmas on December 7th. Along with Megan Maroney, you can get your tickets right now at KSON.com. But this is a beautiful story.
It is. So Tucker got invited to make his debut at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, a lot of times, like, someone will show up and, you know, make a big production out of it. But his family was in on this one, and they kind of hid it from him. He thought he was just going to his grandmother's to visit her, and the grandmother was giving him his grandfather's motorcycle jacket, which is something he always wanted. But then she added to it. It was beautiful.
Am I going to cry, Grandma?
I am.
Are you guys kidding? We know the Grand Ole Opry has played a pivotal role in your journey, and we'd love to officially make you part of ours. The Opry is delighted to formally invite you to step into the circle for your debut on September 10th, 2024. We look forward to celebrating the significant milestone where it all began, the Grand Ole Opry. I'm playing the freaking Opry! That's the coolest, probably, moment of my journey.
You wow. know, it's so sweet, because getting his late grandfather's motorcycle jacket was, you could tell, we'll put the video up on our social media pages, was so emotional for him. But, you know, he knew he was being recorded, so he kind of kept it together. But then that Opry thing, it was like, I just love that.
Anybody else think it's kind of presumptuous of the Opry to go ahead and give you a date and you have to be there? Like, what if
that's
he had,
how it works.
What if he had plans that day?
Well, you change it. It's the Opry.
I mean,
you get the invitation to stand in that circle. You take it.
You can't even show up unless they ask you to. And
John.
Then when you do, they're like, you can only do it on this date.
Yeah.
What if he had a lunch date or something and he couldn't show up?
Okay. You impress your lunch date by taking her to the Opry with you, is what
okay.
you do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm only playing, obviously. But it is, there's no other organization. I don't think there's any other organization in music that is as esteemed and as traditional as the Grand Ole Opry,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that's got to be
100%.
John and I are at San Diego County Credit Union in Mission Valley, basically in the Costco parking lot, an IKEA parking lot. We'd love to see you, because we are giving you the opportunity to get free Lainey Wilson listening party passes. The listening party's this Friday, Beach House at Belmont Park. If you show up, you will be going.
That's all there is to it. Mission Valley, SDCCU, Costco, IKEA parking lot. Please come and say hello. We'll be here till 9, and you will be going to the Lainey Wilson listening party. With John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. One of the best things about being on location is that we finally get to meet listeners who call our show all the time
mm-hmm.
and bust our chops
yes.
In person. And wow.
I love it.
Oh, happy day. It's happened right now. Good morning,
it's
Mike.
It's good to see you guys. John, Tammy, how are y'all doing this morning?
Mike and PB, that familiar voice. The second you showed up, bro, Tammy's like, I know that
voice.
Uh-huh.
I've been told that once or twice in my life. I've kind of been told people know my voice.
Well, we especially know it because usually when you're calling it to harass John. Now, real quickly, did you already get yourself signed up for the Lainey Wilson listening party passes?
Oh, I absolutely did. Number one reason to come out here. I'd love to go see Lainey. She's a great artist. It'll be a ton of fun that day.
Everybody that shows up today before 9 o'clock, right. There's a chance to win. You're going to get your passes. You're going to be at that wonderful experience on Friday at Elmont Park Beach House. It starts around 11:45 or so. We're going to play Lainey's entire record. We're going to be welcoming Lainey Wilson to the stage. She's going to do a couple songs for you.
So I just want to say, though, that Lainey not only is going to be there, she's coming in a very big way, and I don't want to blow the surprise, but you definitely don't want to miss it. You need to be here at Beach House, Belmont Park on Friday for the Lainey Wilson listening party. Now, Mike, usually when you're calling to give John a hard time. Is there anything that you want to chat with John about this morning? He's right here.
I'm right here.
I mean, I don't have much. I usually react to something John says, but, you know, there's always the Padres and the most overrated team in baseball. It's about time for fantasy football. I could bust your chops on the fact that you're probably going to lose again.
I'm so happy.
To your mom and your family.
I'm so happy that you're here, Mike. Let's get... I kind of like this, actually. Let's get back to the fact the Padres are the most overrated team in baseball. What are you talking about?
I mean, you've got a mediocre infield. You've got three basic, very regular, run-of-the-mill outfielders. And you got a bunch of threes as starting pitchers. You don't even have a one.
Well, who's your team?
They're equally as bad. I'm a Mets fan, and we have a bunch of fours as pitchers.
We have another
group of mediocre infielders and a bunch of overrated outfielders as well.
Yeah, okay, well, see, you can't rip on yourself. I was supposed to do that.
That's what makes it fun.
Hey, by the way, the Mets suck.
They absolutely do right now.
They're in town this weekend, by the way. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to go to Saturday's game.
All right, I'll be at Sunday's game, so we're going to avoid each other. Good. All right, okay.
Thanks, Mike. I knew you'd bring it.
Mediocre outfield. Get out of here. The guy started the All-Star game. He's got a Rookie of the Year in center field. Now you got me all riled up.
I love it.
Mediocre outfield. Wild Horses is coming December 30th to where the overrated Padres play at Petco Park. And Post Malone is going to be the headliner. You're going to be there just by taking on Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And that's next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got five pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Nate is in Carlsbad. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Hey, do me a favor, pal. We are broadcasting from SDCCU's parking lot here in Mission Valley. Would you tell Tammy to, I don't know, get to a different part of the parking lot, please?
Tammy, get to the different part of the parking lot, please.
Okay.
Well done, Nate.
Yeah, well done, John.
Shut up. I mean, please be quiet. Nate, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you, Nate, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
Alrighty, sounds good.
All right, man. Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. What web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
BB Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Blink 182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
OB.
Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things, which we're all waiting to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
And finally, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show did she play Brooke on?
One Tree Hill.
Let's get Tam back over here. Oh, Tammy! Seriously, where is she? Nate, what you got going on today, pal?
Just a little work today, some errands, just trying to be a little productive Wednesday.
Okay, well, good for you, pal. Way to be up and at 'em. Today, Nate did, let's see, Tammy won 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. Tammy, what web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
Is right. Nate knew that. 1-1. Bebe Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
Meant to be.
Meant to be. FGL's best song? The answer is yes.
Okay.
It's it's 2-1. Nate didn't know that one. Tam, Blink-182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
Poway.
Poway is right. Nate did not know. Went with OB. It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things. We're all waiting for that show to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
5 is right. Nate knew that. 4-2. Tammy, and finally, Tammy, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke on from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show does she play Brooke on?
It was one of those beachy shows. The OC.
One of those beachy shows. God, I wish I could. Yeah, couldn't buzz you hard enough on that one. It's One Tree Hill.
Oh.
I'm not sure there's a beach ever involved in that show. I'll take one of those beachy ones for 500, please, Alex. Nate, today Tammy beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but pretty sure you're going to be happy with the prize that you do get.
Yes, a pair of tickets to the Wild Horses Festival, headlined by Post Malone.
Woohoo! Yeah, right on.
All right, Nate, enjoy that. Enjoy your day of running errands and work, pal. Tam and I have always talked on this show that we love watching people's dreams come true and being a witness to that. It's fun. It's heartwarming. It's inspiring. And Tucker Wetmore is the latest example of that. Tucker, by the way, is playing our KSON Country Christmas on December 7th. Along with Megan Maroney, you can get your tickets right now at KSON.com. But this is a beautiful story.
It is. So Tucker got invited to make his debut at the Grand Ole Opry. Now, a lot of times, like, someone will show up and, you know, make a big production out of it. But his family was in on this one, and they kind of hid it from him. He thought he was just going to his grandmother's to visit her, and the grandmother was giving him his grandfather's motorcycle jacket, which is something he always wanted. But then she added to it. It was beautiful.
Am I going to cry, Grandma?
I am.
Are you guys kidding?
We know the Grand Ole Opry has played a pivotal role in your journey, and we'd love to officially make you part of ours. The Opry is delighted to formally invite you to step into the circle for your debut on September 10th, 2024. We look forward to celebrating the significant milestone where it all began, the Grand Ole Opry.
I'm playing the freaking Opry! That's the coolest, probably, moment of my journey.
You know, it's so sweet because getting his late grandfather's motorcycle jacket was, you could tell, we'll put the video up on our social media pages, was so emotional for him. But, you know, he knew he was being recorded, so he kind of kept it together. But then that Opry thing, it was like, I just love that.
Anybody else think it's kind of presumptuous of the Opry to go ahead and give you a date and you have to be there? Like, what if he had plans that day?
Well, you change it. It's the Opry.
I mean,
you get the invitation to stand in that circle, you take it.
You can't even show up unless they ask you to. And then when you do, they're like, you can only do it on this date.
Yeah.
What if he had a lunch date or something and he couldn't show up?
Okay. You impress your lunch date by taking her to the Opry with you, you do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm only playing, obviously. But there's no other organization. I don't think there's any other organization in music that is as esteemed and as traditional as the Grand Ole Opry, right? That's got to be 100%.
John and I are at San Diego County Credit Union in Mission Valley, basically in the Costco parking lot and IKEA parking lot. We'd love to see you because we are giving you the opportunity to get free Lainey Wilson listening party passes. The listening party is this Friday, Beach House at Belmont Park. If you show up, you will be going.
That's all there is to it. Mission Valley. SDCCU, Costco, IKEA parking lot. Please come and say hello. We'll be here till 9, and you will be going to the Lainey Wilson listening party. With John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. One of the best things about being on location is that we finally get to meet listeners who call our show all the time and bust our chops in person. And wow.
I love it.
Oh, happy day. It's happened right now. Good morning,
Mike. Good to see you guys. John, Tammy, how are y'all doing this morning?
Mike and PB, that familiar voice. The second you showed up, bro, Tammy's like, I know that voice.
Uh-huh. I've been told that once or twice in my life. I've kind of been told people know my voice.
Well, we especially know it because usually when you're calling it to harass John. Now, real quickly, did you already get yourself signed up for the Lainey Wilson listening party passes?
Oh, I absolutely did. Number one reason to come out here. I'd love to go see Lainey. She's a great artist. It'll be a ton of fun that day.
Everybody that shows up today before 9 o'clock, right. There's no, like, there's a chance to win. You're going to get your passes. You're going to be at that wonderful experience on Friday at Elmont Park Beach House. It starts around 11:45 or so. We're going to play Lainey's entire record. We're going to be welcoming Lainey Wilson to the stage. She's going to do a couple songs for you.
So I just want to say, though, that Lainey not only is going to be there, she's coming in a very big way, and I don't want to blow the surprise, but you definitely don't want to miss it. You need to be here at Beach House Belmont Park on Friday for the Lainey Wilson listening party. Now, Mike, usually when you're calling to give John a hard time. Is there anything that you want to chat with John about this morning? He's right here.
I'm right here.
I mean, I don't have much. I usually react to something John says, but, you know, there's always the Padres and the most overrated team in baseball. It's about time for fantasy football. I could bust your chops on the fact that you're probably going to lose again.
I'm so happy.
To your mom and your family.
I'm so happy that you're here, Mike.
Mom.
Let's get... I kind of like this, actually. Let's get back to the fact the Padres are the most overrated team in baseball. What are you talking about?
I mean, you've got a mediocre infield. You've got three basic, very regular run-of-the-mill outfielders. And you got a bunch of threes as starting pitchers. You don't even have a one.
Well, who's your team?
They're equally as bad. I'm a Mets fan, and we have a bunch of fours as pitchers.
Oh, I see.
We have another group of mediocre infielders and a bunch of overrated outfielders as well.
Yeah, okay, well, see, you can't rip on yourself. I was supposed to do that.
That's what makes it fun.
Hey, by the way, the Mets suck.
They absolutely do right now.
They're in town this weekend, by the way. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to go to Saturday's game.
All right, I'll be at Sunday's game, so we're going to avoid each other. Good. All right, okay.
Thanks, Mike. I knew you'd bring it.
Mediocre outfield. Get out of here. The guy started the All-Star game. He's got a Rookie of the Year in center field. Now you got me all riled up.
I love it. I love it.
Mediocre outfield. Wild Horses is coming December 30th to where the overrated Padres play at Petco Park. And Post Malone is going to be the headliner. You're going to be there just by taking on Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. And that's next with John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Nate is in Carlsbad. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Hey, do me a favor, pal. We are broadcasting from SDCCU's parking lot here in Mission Valley. Would you tell Tammy to, I don't know, get to a different part of the parking lot, please?
Tammy, get to the different part of the parking lot, please.
Okay.
Well done, Nate.
Yeah, well done, John.
Shut up. I mean, please be quiet. Nate, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you, Nate, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
Alrighty, sounds good.
All right, man. Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. What web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
BB Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Blink 182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
OB.
Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things, which we're all waiting to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
And finally, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show did she play Brooke on?
One Tree Hill.
Let's get Tam back over here.
Oh, Tammy!
Seriously, where is she? Nate, what you got going on today, pal?
Just a little work today. Some errands. Just trying to be a little productive Wednesday.
Okay. Well, good for you, pal. Way to be up and at 'em. Today, Nate did, let's see, Tammy, 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. Tammy, what web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
Is right. Nate knew that. 1-1. Bebe Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
Meant to be.
FGL's best song? The answer is yes.
Okay.
It's... It's 2-1. Nate didn't know that one. Tam, Blink 182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
Poway.
Poway is right. Nate did not know. Went with OB. It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things. We're all waiting for that show to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
5 is right. Nate knew that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke on from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show did she play Brooke on?
It was one of those beachy shows. The OC.
One of those beachy shows. God, I wish I could. Yeah, couldn't buzz you hard enough on that one. It's One Tree Hill.
Oh.
I'm not sure there's a beach ever involved in that show. I'll take one of those beachy ones for 500, please, Alex. Nate, today Tammy beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but pretty sure you're going to be happy with the prize that you do get.
Yes, a pair of tickets to the Wild Horses Festival headlined by Post Malone.
Woohoo! Yeah, right on.
All right, Nate, enjoy that. Enjoy your day of running errands and work, pal. Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Nate Carlsbad, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hit up San Marcos yesterday, delivered some Jersey Mikes, and more importantly, got some high fives as part of John and Tammy's summer of 100,000 high fives. If you go to KSON.com, something like this might happen.
My name's Diana, and we're at Kenyon Plastering San Marcos.
Okay. You know what? I've been by this area a lot. I've never known there was a plaster corporation here.
One of the biggest and best companies.
Really?
Yes.
How long has it been around?
Years. We also have divisions in Sacramento, Arizona.
So my experience in the plastering industry is the amount of casts that I used to do as a young boy. I had plenty of broken bones, and this is before fiberglass casts. I'm so thrilled that you guys were able to get through the bust of the casting industry and persevere.
Thank you. We do commercial buildings, a lot of commercial buildings, all big projects in San Diego, Los Angeles, everywhere.
Okay, nice. Cool. Well, we are here for high fives, so here you go. Yeah. Guys, how you doing? High five. Hi. High five. Well, how you doing? I'm John. High five. We brought you guys some grub. Is that okay? All right.
Thanks, Felipe.
Woohoo! Everyone at the end yelling Felipe, here's why. Because Felipe was the employee who signed everyone up for John and I to come out and give them high fives and Jersey Mikes. And Felipe had to work somewhere else that day, so he didn't even get any. But it was still a fabulous time.
What a drag for Felipe.
I know.
Yeah, Diane, the woman that we were talking to, I think her name was Diana, she's like, yeah, Felipe comes and says, hey, I got to be in L.A. and John and Tammy are showing up with a bunch of food. It's all because of me. And enjoy it.
Yep, I'll have fun.
Sitting in traffic on the 10. Enjoy the Jersey Mikes. You can just go to KSON.com. Now, we are live at SDCCU in Mission Valley. Tam and I will be here until 9 o'clock in the morning. It is the Costco IKEA lot right off Friars. Mm-hmm. And we have your Lainey Wilson listening party passes. All you have to do is show up.
Yep.
And you'll be going to that show on Friday afternoon.
Can't wait. Now it is time for you to win some cash.
Friday is the big day, of course. Lainey Wilson at her show at the amphitheater. And before that, our big Lainey listening party at Belmont Park's Beach House. Doors open at 10. Action gets underway by 11:45, and we want you to be there. This is a free opportunity for you and your family, all ages at this show, okay? So, yeah, pull the kids out, man. It's early on in the
the school year. They're not going to miss anything. And this is things; these are things that they'll be talking about the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. It's going to be such an experience, chance for you to win all kinds of great prizes. Again, you just need the passes. So if you can come by and see us at SDCCU in Mission Valley, we're in the same place as Costco and IKEA. Or tomorrow, we're going to be at Fraser Farms in La Mesa from 6 until 9.
Fletcher Parkway in La Mesa.
Yeah, I love that. You can make another song for us tomorrow. That would be fabulous.
So these tickets, again, are free for you. It's not you'll have a chance to win when you come out. You will get them. You will be a part of this wonderful experience, the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, to celebrate the release of her album, Whirlwind. And as Tammy mentioned, you kind of tucked it in there, but between every song, during the listening party, mm-hmm. you're going to have a chance to win some unbelievable prizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, once-in-a-lifetime Lainey Wilson exclusive prizes. So
yes.
This is a really big day Friday. I'm a little nervous, thinking about it, because it's going to be so many people, not only who will be there, but this will be shown throughout the country. So
yes.
it's a really cool deal. You'll be a part of it. You'll be a part of this nationwide listening party, and you can tell everybody, hey, man, I was there.
Absolutely.
I saw President Lainey Wilson when she was a singer.
Uh-huh. I like that. All right, Greg is coming in next with a chance for you to win some cash. John and Tammy's high-low jackpot, again, at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Nate is in Carlsbad. Good morning, Nate.
Good morning.
Hey, do me a favor, pal. We are broadcasting from SDCCU's parking lot here in Mission Valley. Would you tell Tammy to, I don't know, get to a different part of the parking lot, please?
Tammy, get to a different part of the parking lot, please.
Okay.
Well done, Nate.
Yeah, well done, John.
Shut up. I mean, please be quiet. Nate, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. Also want to remind you, Nate, that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, pal?
Alrighty, sounds good.
All right, man. Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. What web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
BB Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
I don't know that one.
Okay. Blink 182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
OB.
Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things, which we're all waiting to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
And finally, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show did she play Brooke on?
One Tree Hill.
Let's get Tam back over here. Oh, Tammy! Seriously, where is she? Nate, what you got going on today, pal?
Just a little work today. Some errands. Just trying to be a little productive Wednesday.
Okay. Well, good for you, pal. Way to be up and at 'em. Today, Nate did, let's see, Tammy, 1, 2, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Andrew Garfield had a birthday yesterday. Tammy, what web-slinging superhero did he play?
Spider-Man.
Is right. Nate knew that. 1-1. BB Rexha believes she was victim of a hate crime in an airport in Germany. What song did she collaborate with Florida Georgia Line in? Take a listen.
So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes.
Meant to be.
FGL's best song? The answer is yes.
Okay.
It's... It's 2-1. Nate didn't know that one. Tam, Blink 182 announced a sequel album called One More Time Part 2. Blink is a San Diego group. In what part of San Diego did they start? Poway, OB, or El Cajon?
Poway.
Poway is right. Nate did not know. Went with OB. It's 3-1, Tammy. Tammy, Millie Bobby Brown is developing a movie based on her own novel, 19 Steps. Millie plays 11 on Stranger Things. We're all waiting for that show to continue. What season will be the next season of Stranger Things? 4, 5, or 6?
5.
5 is right. Nate knew that. 4-2. Tammy, and finally, Tammy, Sophia Bush tried on an outfit she wore on the TV show that she played Brooke on from years ago, and it still fit. What TV show does she play Brooke on?
It was one of those beachy shows. The OC.
One of those beachy shows. God, I wish I could. Yeah, couldn't buzz you hard enough on that one. It's One Tree Hill.
Oh.
I'm not sure there's a beach ever involved in that show. I'll take one of those beachy ones for 500, please, Alex. Nate, today Tammy beats you by a score of 4-3. You're not going to get any of her money, pal, but pretty sure you're going to be happy with the prize that you do get.
Yes, a pair of tickets to the Wild Horses Festival, headlined by Post Malone.
Woohoo! Yeah, right on.
All right, Nate, enjoy that. Enjoy your day of running errands and work, pal. Before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Nate Carlsbad, and I flunked out Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Hit up San Marcos yesterday, delivered some Jersey Mikes, and more importantly, got some high fives as part of John and Tammy's summer of 100,000 high fives. If you go to KSON.com, something like this might happen.
My name's Diana, and we're at Kenyon Plastering San Marcos.
Okay. You know what? I've been by this area a lot. I've never known there was a plaster corporation here.
One of the biggest and best companies.
Really?
Yes.
How long has it been around?
Years. We also have divisions in Sacramento, Arizona.
So my experience in the plastering industry is the amount of casts that I used to do as a young boy. I had plenty of broken bones, and this is before fiberglass casts. I'm so thrilled that you guys were able to get through the bust of the casting industry and persevere.
Thank you. We do. Commercial buildings, a lot of commercial buildings. All big right. Projects in San Diego, Los Angeles, everywhere.
Okay, nice. Cool. Well, we are here for high fives, so here you go. Yeah. Guys, how you doing? High five. Hi. High five. Well, how you doing? I'm John. High five. We brought you guys some grub. Is that okay? Yeah. All right.
Thanks, Felipe.
Woohoo! Everyone at the end yelling Felipe, here's why. Because Felipe was the employee who signed everyone up for John and I to come out and give them high fives and Jersey Mikes. And Felipe had to work somewhere else that day, so he didn't even get any. But it was still a fabulous time.
What a drag for Felipe.
I know.
Yeah, the woman that we were talking to, I think her name was Diana, she's like, yeah, Felipe comes, hey, you know, I got to be in L.A., and John and Tammy are showing up with a bunch of food. It's all because of me. And enjoy it.
Yep, I'll have fun.
Sitting in traffic on the 10. Enjoy the Jersey Mikes. You can just go to KSON.com. Now, we are live at SDCCU in Mission Valley. Tam and I will be here until 9 o'clock in the morning. It is the Costco IKEA lot right off Friars. Mm-hmm. And we have your Lainey Wilson listening party passes. All you have to do is show up.
Yep.
And you'll be going to that show on Friday afternoon.
Can't wait. Now it is time for you to win some cash.
Friday is the big day, of course. Lainey Wilson at her show at the amphitheater. And before that, our big Lainey listening party at Belmont Park's Beach House. Doors open at 10. Action gets underway about 11:45, and we want you to be there. This is a free opportunity for you and your family, all ages at this show, okay? So, yeah, pull the kids out, man. It's early on in the school year. They're not going to miss anything, and these are things that they'll be talking about the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. It's going to be such an experience, chance for you to win all kinds of great prizes. Again, you just need the passes, so if you can come by and see us at SDCCU in Mission Valley, we're in the same place as Costco and IKEA, or tomorrow, we're going to be at Fraser Farms in La Mesa from 6 until 9.
Fletcher Parkway in La Mesa.
Yeah, I love that. You can make another song for us tomorrow. That would be fabulous.
So, these tickets, again, are free for you. It's not you'll have a chance to win when you come out. You will get them. You will be a part of this wonderful experience, the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, to celebrate the release of her album, Whirlwind. And as Tammy mentioned, you kind of tucked it in there, but between every song, during the listening party, you're going to have a chance to win some unbelievable prizes. Mm-hmm. I mean, once-in-a-lifetime Lainey Wilson exclusive prizes. So
yes. This
is a really big day, Friday. I'm a little nervous, thinking about it, because it's going to be so many people, not only who will be there, but this will be shown throughout the country. So
yes. It's
a really cool deal. You'll be a part of it. You'll be a part of this nationwide listening party, and you can tell everybody, hey, man, I was there.
Absolutely.
I saw President Lainey Wilson when she was a singer.
Uh-huh. I like that. All right, Greg is coming in next with a chance for you to win some cash. John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot, again, at 10:30. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.